time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Not too bad. Did you weather the storm?
Yeah. Brief little shower there.
I heard here on the north end of town, you get a little bit of wind.
And yeah, it got a little windy there for a
little hail. I didn't see that at my house.
It didn't last.
There was a breeze, but nothing like that.
I was going to say, did I miss something?
Yeah, the south end of town, I didn't notice any of that at my house. It rained. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any hail. And I don't think the wind's got any more than about 30 miles an hour at our place, but I don't know. I guess that's payback for a week or so ago when the north side of town had like a tenth of an inch. South side of town had like an inch and a half of rain.
And hail, yeah.
Yeah, and hail, yeah. Let's not gloss over the big details, yeah. 65 degrees outside right now. Catch my breath here this morning. Where are we here? Brett's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How are you today?
Good morning. Hey, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been together with Lennox since 1943. And during those 71 years, we have been approached by every other heating and manufacturing company there is to carry their line of products. Through examination of these other lines, we know that Lennox delivers the best quality and longevity. We've repaired all the brands of products through the years and have learned that there isn't any other brand with the overall track record of Lennox. Your trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating is extremely important to us, and we know that we have to earn that trust each and every time we come to help you. Longevity, quality, and efficiency are the benefits that you can count on when you call Camblin Plumbing and Heating with Lennox in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, we're going to go back to school this morning.
The kids just got out.
I know. Yeah. But it's a learning process all through life. All through life.
I think Des Moines is getting out today, if I heard right.
Are they?
Yeah,
I know some school districts don't get in the north and eastern parts of the state aren't getting out till close to the end of this week. Snow
Better
days.
Than us.
Snow days are coming. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's 80 degrees and you're still fighting snow days. Got to make up for them somewhere. Well, June is dairy month. And we learned all about this stuff in school, right? About how much dairy product you should have each day to keep yourself healthy as part of a balanced diet. The National Dairy Council has a 30 days of dairy piece that they put together to kind of give you some ideas of what you can do to help include all that in your diet.
Ice cream.
Well, yeah, there you go. You can see you can have fun with it. You know, I don't know where I'd be. What would life be like without cheese? Think about that for just a minute. How many things do you have each day that have cheese in them, on them, mixed with them?
I think that might be pretty high at the top of the list of if you ask people what they couldn't give up food-wise would be cheese.
Oh, absolutely. And if you've ever been to some of these places that sell the different cheeses, You know, when we go to Branson each year, which, by the way, is next week already, isn't it? When we do that each year, we stop at this place called Osceola Cheese. And that's pretty much what it is. It's a cheese store. It's a great snack shop, though. But hundreds of different types of cheeses there. And I think they cornered the market on little toothpicks. Mm-hmm. Because they have all kinds of little cubes of that cheese out there. You just wander through, you taste everything and try. I mean, it's amazing what they do with cheese. You can make just about... you can mix about anything with it, or mix it with just about anything. I mean, I'm just thinking yesterday, for example, I like to do scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs with some stuff, kind of almost a Western-style scrambled eggs with some onion and green pepper and stuff. And then, of course, at the tail end, I sprinkle cheese on the top of it, melt some cheese on it. Last night for dinner, one of the things we had for dinner at our house, we had a salad, just, you know, a lettuce salad with some other things in it and stuff, and we always sprinkle a little cheddar cheese on top of it as well, finely shredded cheddar cheese, just to kind of, I mean, you just go right on down through the list. Think about it. I mean, do you go a day without cheese on something? I mean, unless you're lactose intolerant, then I know what your argument is, but, and it's a valid one, but but they recommend that people 9 years old and older consume 3 servings of low-fat or fat-free dairy every day. However, on the average, people consume only about 2 servings of dairy a day. So they listed 30 different ways to incorporate more dairy into your diet. And it actually can be a lot more fun and a lot more, well, it adds a lot of taste. Let's just put it that way. But whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, they have all kinds of different ways. Like, for example, with breakfast, breakfast sandwich. Toast a whole wheat English muffin, top off an egg with reduced fat cheese slice. You know, sometimes if I'm in a hurry in the morning, I'll just take an egg or two, crack it open on a little plate, scramble it just to break the yolk, sprinkle a little cheddar cheese on it, throw it in the microwave for about a minute, minute and a half. It just makes a little quick omelet. You know, you can do all kinds of different things. It doesn't have to take you forever to cook with different things like that, even if you're just looking for a quick thing. A quick smoothie, you know. They talk about fruit juices, frozen fruits, low-fat yogurt, things like that, ice cubes mixed in a blender, and away you go. Cheddar and mushroom breakfast squares, and they actually have a recipe for that, too. Let me look at that for just a second. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. That looks pretty good. But also, even if you're on the run, you know, a yogurt parfait from some fruit slices with some low-fat or fat-free yogurt. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple times a week, at least, it seems like.
Yeah.
We all like to do those kinds of things. Sometimes it's just what you crave. You know, it's just what you want. Or if you're on the run, just grab a banana with some peanut butter and maybe just grab a little glass of milk, and away you go. You got protein, you got your potassium, you got your calcium all right there. Lunch, just a grilled cheese sandwich. And it doesn't have to be just a plain old grilled cheese. You can get creative with that, too. Sometimes a little slice of ham on there is good, too. A little grilled ham and cheese or some different types of things. You know, pizza. You'll get your fill of cheese with most pizzas. how about like a tortilla or something along those lines? A chicken melt. You know, a little Colby Jack cheese. Doesn't always have to be cheddar cheese. There are all kinds of different ones. But you could do all kinds of quick little combos. Or even just if you're in a hurry, sometimes it's fun just to grab a baked potato and cut it open and just go crazy with that. Loaded mashed potato type thing, too. Just make up some mashed potatoes, little bacon bits, some cheese, a little sour cream, different things like that. I mean, it's good stuff, you know, that doesn't take very long that you can put together real easily. And, you know, for dinner, they have something here called Cheesy Chicken Crunchers, which looks like it would be something the kids would love as well as the adults. And they actually have a recipe here for it on this particular flyer, too. So, again, that might be something to take a good hard look
at.
You
forgot pre-dinner, beer and cheese.
Well, of course. Of course. You always have to have something there. But, you know, a side salad, as we mentioned before. Sprinkle a little cheese on your salad, a garden pasta salad, different types of things. You might even do something for dessert, too. Like they say, top some angel food cake with low-fat cherry or vanilla yogurt. You know, there's a chance to pick up some of that dairy. And now we're getting to Brett's favorite, snacks.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Well, you got to have the pregame meal, too. Little snacks, but they talk about different types of things. Like, for example, little packs of string cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You like that stuff?
Yep.
I do.
We do that all the time.
Oh, I know. I do, too. That's good stuff, and it's real easy to pack and take with you. Different types of dips. You know, you can use yogurt in a lot of different ways. I mean, a lot of people think of yogurt. They think of the little fruit-flavored yogurts with maybe some pieces of fruit in them. You can get plain yogurt and use it in different ways, too, as dips and different types of things, too, even perhaps with some fruit. Just take some fruit and dip it in the yogurt, and away you go. You can do yogurt sickles. Did you ever do stuff like that when you were a kid? Make like little popsicles or yogurt sickles, things like that?
Yeah, we always did the cheap and easy ice cube tray with Kool-Aid or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And stick in it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can do it with yogurt, too. Just pour some low-fat yogurt into small paper cups and put little wooden sticks, freeze them, and away you go. Fruit and cheese kebabs. That actually sounds pretty good, especially on a hot summer day. But you could do different things like that. As I mentioned, then they also have a few different recipes here, too. Those cheesy chicken crunchers, the cheddar and mushroom breakfast squares, which do look really good in the photo. Baked spinach artichoke yogurt dip. Now, that's a mouthful to say, but I'm betting you're going to have more fun getting a mouthful of that because it looks pretty good, too. And then they also have some strawberry frozen yogurt squares here as well. And most of these things don't take a lot of time. Like the strawberry frozen yogurt squares, you're thinking, oh, wow, how long is that going to take me to make? Prep time's 10 minutes. Now, you do have to freeze these, so it takes about 8 hours after you prep them in the freezer, but your actual time, the baked spinach artichoke yogurt dip, 10 minutes prep time, 20 minutes of cook time. the cheesy chicken crunchers. About 30 minutes of prep time and 25 minutes in the oven, less than an hour, and you'll be enjoying. The cheddar and mushroom breakfast squares, about 20 minutes worth of prep time and about 60 minutes to actually bake those. So a little bit longer time there, but I'm telling you, looking at the picture, looks like it's worth the wait. So, you know, if you're thinking that, well, I got to get my dairy every day, got to get my, you know, and all you think of is milk and yogurt and maybe just the basic cheese. There are a lot of different ways to be creative. They list 30 different ways you could do something different every day of the month if you wanted to. So dairy helps to provide all kinds of good things, bone health, nutrients, also a reduced risk of certain types of diseases as well by getting the right stuff in you. So check it out. Go online and take a look at some of those things. National Dairy Council has a lot of good information there, too. And who doesn't like a good recipe? We just love our food, don't we?
I know I do.
Think of how boring it would be if all you did was sit out in the pasture and eat grass. No interest in that. We like our variety. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
One of the biggest wastes of energy in your home is your water heater. It has to keep 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's a better way, and that way is a Rinnai Instant Heat Water Heater. This great innovation provides hot water on demand every time, and it gives you virtually unlimited hot water. Taking up much less space than a traditional water heater, this unit will save you many hundreds of dollars in energy costs each and every year. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has installed many of these revolutionary water heaters in the residential and commercial settings with nothing but success and happiness for the homeowners. Give us a call soon to find out more about Rinnai units and let the pros install it for you. That's Camlin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from good old unknown. Good judgment comes from bad experience. A lot of that comes from bad judgment.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, isn't
it?
Yep. Never ridden one of those, a vicious cycle. Is that harder to learn than the... Does it have training wheels on it? By chance? Is it easy to learn? I don't know. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, go drink your milk.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.